Dr. Pinsky dictating a state orthopedic disability exam on Karen Osborne, AUSBORN. Insert the information from her questionnaire, including the history of accident, all the way to the end. She currently states that surgery was recommended throughout the thoracic and lumbar spine by rod insertion. She showed pictures of her x-rays on her phone to this evaluator. New paragraph. As per the limited medical records available, Ms. Osborne underwent thoracolumbar and scoliosis x-rays on 2/17/23. Appeared there was dextroscoliosis of the thoracolumbar spine with its center at approximately the L2 level. Appeared measuring from the superior end plate of T10 and the inferior end plate of L3. The degree of curvature is approximately 53 degrees. Appeared no congenital anomalies were noted. Appeared that same day she was seen by nurse practitioner Hambley, H-A-M-B-L-E-Y, in this neurosurgical office. Appeared she was a 61-year-old woman with a history of thoracic aortic aneurysm who presents for low back pain of greater than 10 years. Appeared her pain became acute over the last 6 weeks, requiring her to use a cane while ambulating. Appeared she recently had used a metrol dose pack with 50% improvement in her symptoms. Appeared she had physical therapy in the past, with the last attempt being in 2019. Appeared she also had spinal injections in 2019 with no improvement. Period. They discussed treatment options for her severe thoracolumbar scoliosis, who is status post lumbar laminectomy for neurogenic claudication. Appeared her leg symptoms had resolved. Appeared she was having increased back pain, particularly with standing up, but relieved by lying down. Period. They were going to follow her symptoms as she considers surgical intervention, which were the only treatment options for her. Period. Another interpretation of the x-rays were moderate to severe levoscoliosis of the thoracic lumbar spine. Period. Flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine. Showed no fracture or subluxation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was edema bilaterally. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for bilateral hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic. Active flexion was to 30 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Paired lumbar sacral. She was able to walk with a cane in her left hand first physiologically. Paired without her cane, she had a limp on the left. Paired she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired she changed position slowly, but was able to squat and rise. Paired inspection revealed a forward-held posture in midline, 3.5-inch longitudinal scar consists of her history of surgery. Paired there was scoliosis present. Paired flexion was 55 degrees, extension 5 degrees, and left side bending to 20 degrees. Period. Right side bending as well as bilateral rotation were full. Period. She was tender to palpation in the midline at L3 and L4, as well as at the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Period. She was unable to lay supine, so straight leg raise and maneuvers could not be performed from that orientation. Period. The rest of that section is normal. She did show pictures of her x-rays on her phone that showed severe scoliosis. Paired next section, findings and conclusions. Diagnosis, status post lumbar spine surgery, number 2. Severe thoracolumbar scoliosis, number 3. Advanced degenerative disease in the thoracic and lumbar spine. Next section, pertinent findings. She has already undergone low back surgery and has ongoing scoliosis. Appeared this has become worse in the last year or so. Appeared she does require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. She is not currently working. Appears she's been out on leave of absence since 4/17/23. Appears she also has comorbid conditions, both internal medicine and otherwise. Appears the latter include status post right wrist arthroscopy. Period. She has gotten a steadier gait while using her cane that has been prescribed for her. Period. She has also a medication for her back. Period. Next section, prognosis slash functional status. Her prognosis is guarded, period. The marked thoracolumbar scoliosis is difficult to treat, and her only option evidently is surgery that she does not want to pursue, period. She is limited in her ability to walk long distances and on uneven terrain. Appears she cannot climb, crawl, or crouch. Period. She is not able to perform more than light lifting activities. Period.